Paul Jaden is the CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. He says tech schools are going to have to make do despite millions of dollars in cuts from the latest state budget. Jaden says schools may have to cut popular programs that don't meet the needs of local employers.
So we need to look through the business community at where they're hiring and then guaranteeing that at the K-12 level and through the technical colleges, we're doing a better job of identifying areas where they can be trained.
Morna Foy, vice president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, says schools should offer courses that lead to jobs. She says with budget cuts, that will become more prevalent.
We have seen just tremendous enrollment growth, so demand for services has far outpaced our ability to address them, and we've had to make decisions about priorities.
Jaden and Department of Workforce Development Secretary Scott Bombach have been touring through the state to promote the governor's initiatives to create jobs, which included a stop in La Crosse yesterday. Bombach says skilled trades are in the biggest demand, along with positions in healthcare and tourism. Western Technical College in La Crosse is contending with a nearly $2 million drop in financial support from the state. A spokeswoman says the college is reviewing its curriculum, but there are no plans to cancel classes. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.